The following podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Nothing you hear is meant to expose, reveal, or discredit anyone because none of it is that serious. In fact, none of it is real. Any opinions, statements, or topics are purely for comedic and fictional purposes. We also encourage you to try this at home. But just know, we are trained professionals who absolutely don't give a f***. Enjoy the show. This is Lit Talk Podcast, family. What's going on? I am your host, Meech. I got the guys with me here. I got Danny G in the building.
What up?
Sam in the building.
Yo.
And we are here, episode 2.
Lit Talk Podcast.
A lot of folks felt like, you know, we wasn't going to make it episode 2, y'all boys, but we here.
You know? Crazy. I don't know why they don't think that.
I ain't going to lie.
That's good. That was a good one. But hey, we here.
We're talking about our black business, man. It's so good.
Right, yeah, man. Black business never come back to episode. Open one day and close the next.
But we here, though. Episode 2. Real quick, I do want to show the love to all the positive feedback that we getting. The followers on Instagram, that shit is bumping up. We do need subscribers on YouTube, though, so subscribe to the YouTube. What else we on? Apple Podcast?
TikTok was booming, I ain't gonna lie.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Amazon Music. I don't know why I did the Amazon Music, but we on Amazon Music. But please subscribe to us, you know what I'm saying? We love all feedback, positive or negative. You know what I'm saying? So we appreciate y'all, man. But y'all boys, what's going on? Talk to me. How y'all boys feeling, man? How was y'all week, days, or whatever?
Shit, man. I'm feeling good, dog. You feel me? Another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to talk some shit, stir some problems.
You got some shit on your chest.
Not on my chest, but...
Ah, shoot.
Mama, if you was watching, they did it.
but real quick, though, hey, listen, we do got some ladies in the building. You feel what I'm saying? I want to shout out to Dukensia and Sandy. These two are the class ambassadors for class of 2012, right? They here, they in the building. I appreciate y'all coming.
Okay.
All right, boom, you know what I'm saying? But yeah,
man. Give shout outs, okay. Give shout outs, okay.
but Danny, what's going on with you, dog, man? What's going on?
Man, I had to go get me a Lit Talk Podcast.
Yes, man.
You
know,
we gotta get the merch.
That shit clean, though.
It is clean.
You know, I'm merched up now.
It is clean. So for y'all off watching, the press.
I'm fresh off the press.
Nah,
got here late because I had to go get my shit right.
Nah, I'm gonna give me a few. Oh, word.
Nah, but he said he's doing every color.
Every color.
Even purple.
Yeah, I'm gonna rip it. We gotta support everybody.
Don't do purple though.
Don't do purple. I don't like purple.
You're not a Lakers fan, so that's why I say don't even do purple.
You're not a Lakers fan, you wearing purple.
I'm gonna stay quiet.
Yo, that's crazy, man. You know what? Speaking of Lakers though, man, the most winning out here, man.
They are winning.
Shout out to Bronny.
I feel chill. Let's leave. Right,
you gotta chill, man.
What Bron said?
That's why I told him that he can't be doing that. That's what he said. He feel like Stephen A. Okay, I'm just saying. Shout out to Bronny. Bronny's doing the bid.
Yeah, he is doing the bid, though.
We're gonna leave little Bronny alone. Big Bron, you feel me? Putting up points. He dropped, 37 the other night?
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even though we lost him.
We lost
to Curry.
Lost, you feel what I'm saying?
We lost to Curry, but it's okay. It's okay, because we still about, I think we 3 or 4 seed in the West.
But, hey, but on the Hard Rock app, you still putting in?
I'm not going to lie, bro.
I seen one dude on the Hard Rock app. I deleted that shit after that.
Oh, my
Listen,
God.
Listen, I be hitting. Don't get me wrong. I be hitting. But it just be like, it's where you see your dog hitting the same ticket, but you put less. But he dropped his nuts on it. You did it. So now you looking like, all right, damn, I just made 190.
190 off of what, though?
He made 2,000.
Hey, that should be stalled. Oh, I hate that shit, though. Ticket hit, you be like, damn, dog, I should have put
I should have dropped my nuts.
Yeah. Yeah,
scary money don't make money.
Hey, you see that shit red. You know, it's real scary. How niggas be betting like they be putting their rent money on a parlay?
Speaking of rent, but we just paid that bit though, too.
Man, I'm over here thinking shit. God damn.
Hey, listen, man, my account looking crazy right now. It looking crazy. Cool. So I just know if y'all would decide to do something after, I'm heading to the crib.
Oh, I'm already, that's already locked in on my ride. My shit was already set. I was going to make a crazy ass excuse.
Yeah, yeah, I'm heading to the crib,
yeah,
coach.
Yeah, I ain't going to hold you.
This guy's stupid.
Yeah, it's tough. I am, boy.
I can't afford to pay rent and hang out in the same day.
Yeah, catch me on the second week of the month, at least. You know what I'm saying?
I'm in the house for the month.
The whole month?
Yeah. Might not even go to YouTube.
He talking shit. Yeah, he's talking shit. Both of y'all talking shit.
No, I'm outside, though.
Yeah,
I ain't outside.
I know he's outside. This nigga talking shit.
When y'all send that text, man, don't include me in that, man. That shit. I'm gonna show a picture of me drinking at the high.
No, listen, but don't be green, though, man. You got to go to the fair, coach. You got to bring your kids to the fair, man. Don't be green like that.
Man, you ain't see these kids fighting at the fair, bro?
Kids, I ain't going to the fair.
These kids is fighting at the fair.
Man, hold up. They say the check went up at the fair.
What you mean?
What you mean?
Everything costs more.
Oh, guaranteed.
Even elephants?
I think a funnel cake, like
$25. And I only go there to eat. It's no point of riding a ride.
What you like to eat over there?
Funnel cake, bullshit.
Cunk salad.
Cunk salad.
The fuck you talking about?
I could have sworn you eat like turkey legs and shit like that.
Man, I had that shit for the first time. That shit was disgusting.
Yeah.
Turkey leg?
Yeah, turkey
man,
leg.
I see,
it's not the same, though.
I see the TikTok shit. Motherfucking shit falling off the bone.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same. It's not the same, though. I ain't gonna lie. Eat from previous years. It's not the same. I don't know what they put in that turkey, though. But
so they say it depends on
is
the
cook. Is that turkey?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it turkey?
It's a cow leg.
Hey, listen, man. So we're gonna move on to our topics that we got going on right here. We got a couple topics and we got a couple trending topics we're gonna talk about too. Right now, we have this first topic right here. I'm gonna pose these questions to y'all boys, you feel what I'm saying? And I need y'all boys' feedback, you know. And I'm gonna give my feedback too. Does hardship of life make you lose your purpose? You know what I'm saying? Whatever purpose you got in life, does the reality of life change that for y'all boys? Let me know.
Your Honor, no.
Oh, man, what you mean?
Nah, man.
Oh, so you sweet and you vibing.
Listen, bro, we all watch Will Smith do it with a kid. You feel me? On Pursuit of Happiness. You feel me? He did it. He fulfilled his purpose. He got that job during
that shit bullshit,
his heart.
Look at his kids now.
You talking about the movie, coach?
I know what he's talking about, but shit, he trying to make that shit on reality. Man, that shit
is not possible. It's possible. It's possible.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie though. Like, but that like to the movie though, sleeping in subway bathrooms.
You could do it.
And the dude was what, stressing him about $13 for the rent?
You could do it. You could do it.
That shit is bullshit.
Nah,
I just told
bro.
You I paid rent today and.
But you know what? Today though, nowadays with the rent though, you could do like what's the thing called flex pay? You know, you ever do?
Bitch, if you got a flex pay, you never go back to the house. There's no point of flex paying for rent.
But they giving you options though.
Yo, flex paying for rent is hilarious.
They give y'all boys options though.
That's hilarious.
Pay the whole check.
You gonna pay the whole thing?
Yes, sir.
So you good? You don't want to pay?
Stack here, stack there.
Nah,
I ain't flex paying shit.
Yeah, you can't flex paying no rent, bro.
Nah, it's tough though. But what you think about the hardship though? What you think? Well, how about your purpose? You think the reality of life kind of, you know, at a detour for you?
Shit, I just told you the train hit me today.
What train smacked
you? I'm full stop, full throttle.
This man said the train.
I'm not on the gas no more. I gotta slow down a little bit.
You gotta slow down.
Yeah, cause life hit me. Like what they say, life be lifing.
Mm-hmm.
The question is how hard like life to hit you?
I just told you the fucking train smacked.
Which train though? That bright line.
Bright line. That's a
bright line. You get the motherfuckers.
But in reality of it, for real, all jokes mm-hmm. aside, I don't try to keep up with the Joneses.
Mm.
So if the more you keep up with the Joneses, that shit just you're gonna be at that standstill.
No, for sure. I agree. So I agree on that one though.
I'm gonna have my the little coins I do got saved up.
Yeah.
I just make that shit work. Like it ain't no tootsies after this.
Oh man, stop lying. This man capping again. Come on,
Kevin. I'm going to the house, coach.
But not the hardship. Ain't definitely lose my purpose though. We still out here. TTG.
Come on,
you feel what I'm saying? So nah, I don't think it's really hard. Like listen, now life is. Life do be you know make you think twice though. I ain't gonna hold y'all boys. You know, but I know for you, you paying rent on your own. I salute you, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, let me know if you want to do a GoFundMe.
Hey, it's the new wave.
What's that?
I got the Jeep. I'm going to put the seats down and stay in the car.
You crazy as shit.
Nah, what you got to do is you ain't staying in the car. Have three kids. Yeah. Listen, have three kids. Leave them at McDonald's. Go to the They go create a GoFundMe. They go create a GoFundMe. That's 70K.
Oh, my gosh.
No, sir. You're not holding side up and stand fucking you as well.
So, wait, so how you feel about that? Because that was like, on the shade room.
I just want to know where the money went at.
AB still got it, AB, right? AB still.
It's on the GoFundMe account.
Yo, man. He cuffing our bread. It was sad to see when they came out saying that it was not true.
Yeah, the oldest daughter.
I was rooting for the all room for them, though.
He always do this.
Damn.
The oldest daughter.
It be your own kid.
That shows you it's money to be made out here. We bullshit.
Well, yeah, that's feel sorry for your money.
Quit your 9 to 5, open up a GoFundMe. Fuck it.
You got to have a good story.
Everybody got a story to tell. It just depends how you tell that motherfucker.
The truth, though, gonna always come out, though.
Fuck it, I already got the cheese.
Your story ain't worth my dub, bro.
I already got the bread. Start a GoFundMe. I'm coming.
But you know what's so crazy, though? Like, for him to leave the kids at McDonald's, though, like...
It was in the playground. Yeah.
Come on, coach.
Just have it was
Come
chilling.
On, coach. You got to chill. Because DCF going to knock on your door, coach. You feel me?
A one-year-old at that, too? That's there?
It was 5, and 10, right?
Yeah.
Come on, man. We ain't doing that, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You got to take care of the kids. You got to bring them kids alone. That job interview, coach. What you think?
He gave him survival skills.
Yeah, nigga.
As long as you teach them kids survival skills, I can lead you anywhere you want to be.
This nigga crazy.
The real question is, where was the BM? Nobody want to ask where the BM was at.
In the club.
That's what I'm saying. He's at the interview. He had a job interview. Well, he really was at the job interview.
So he wasn't at a job interview.
Shit.
That is a question. Where is the BM, though? Because it sounds like this guy, he has full custody of all three kids. But so where the BM at?
That's crazy. So can we, because you know how they always say daddies ain't shit. So at this point, can we say mamas ain't shit at this point?
Damn.
They ain't shit then.
In this situation, we might have to say the parents just ain't shit.
But yeah, on both sides.
Nah, fuck that. That man was like, damn, he right.
He thought he was at a job interview, right?
And think about that shit. Yeah,
he's not at no job interview.
He was trying to feed his kids. Nah.
I was really rooting for dog, too, though. You know, I was questionable about the whole McDonald's thing, but I was really rooting for him, man. You feel what I'm saying? But you know what? Speaking of baby mamas, right? You know what I'm saying? This is really... not touchy, but it's funny. I like this topic, though.
Mm-hmm.
You do got some ladies in here, too. So I wanted to know their perspective about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this falls under commitment, right? You think I'm saying? Commitment. I don't know. Y'all boys look solid.
So?
Yeah, for sure. Y'all boys look solid, so I know commitment isn't really an issue for y'all boys.
No, commitment is not an issue.
It's not an issue, right?
No, sir.
So we know the stigma that falls when it comes down to having multiple kids with multiple partners, right? Mm-hmm. For instance, right now, we are talking about three baby mamas for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question I pose to y'all boys is, which would you rather... deal with, take on, whatever the case is, three baby mamas from a female or three failed marriages?
From that same female?
From that same female. Which one you rather pick? You have to pick, though. And after y'all boys give me y'all answers, I do want to get the perspective from the females real quick.
I'm going to let Sam go first.
Damn.
What you got, man?
I'll go first. And no stipulations.
No stipulations. Just 3A. Which would you rather deal with? Three baby mamas? My bad, not three baby mamas. Sorry. Three baby daddies?
Three baby daddies.
Versus.
Oh, okay.
A female with three failed marriages.
Okay.
Yeah, my bad.
Fuck. I think I'm going to go with the three baby daddies.
So you'd be the fourth one? You cool being the fourth one?
Yeah.
This nigga's crazy.
Wait. Why do I gotta be a baby daddy, though?
Apparently.
We don't have kids. I'm fucking with her.
So I got you. Let me give you a quick scenario real quick, all right? Let's say you at the crib, your own house, with that woman,
mm-hmm.
with the three kids.
You about to make this all fucked up.
No, it's not fucked up. So let's say you're in your own home, you're chilling, whatever, right? You got that big screen TV, you watching it.
Mm-hmm.
These kids got to get picked up by the dads.
Man. Of course.
Right? You hear a knock on the door. Do, 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 do. Mm-hmm. One of them pop in. Hey, Sam, what's going on?
He's not coming in.
No, he's coming in.
You skipped the step. You skipped the step. I had to answer the door.
Homie.
You skipped the step.
No.
He don't got a key.
What you mean?
He don't got a key. He not just walking in my crib.
She let him in.
She let him in.
Who she? Nah, bro. First of all, as a man, you're answering the door 90% of the time.
No, not all the time, though, bro.
Bro,
not
most of the time you answer the door.
Your hands tied up. Let's say you doing laundry.
Nah, you just ever watching TV.
Okay. Okay, you on the TV. Right, so you tell
me. Do, I'm getting up.
The nigga's playing. The nigga's playing. You
the nigga, hey, what's good, homie? Your jit coming. Just stay right here. That's it.
Nah, hell no. Simple. That
all three of them, too.
It sound too good. Nah,
it's called respect.
Well, that's the thing. All three is not lined up outside your crib.
We could do that.
One by one. They pull up. All you right. Know what I'm saying?
Somebody gonna disrespect you.
Guarantee.
That's gonna be the one you gotta set example for and the rest of the BDs.
In front of the kid? Oh,
that's not my kid. I said that.
Hey, Tyler.
Oh, hey, you know, it makes it funny. Because you know the situation you win. Yo, you is wilding, bro.
I'm just saying, you got to set example, though, at some point for the rest of the BDs.
I mean, no, it is
if
your
it's
crew,
like
though.
That.
It is your house. You have to set the boundaries. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, boys, y'all can't come in here.
Yeah, but that three-foot marriage.
It ain't his job. He have to talk to
the girl.
The chick. I ain't know what to call her. The BM. The
no,
wife,
but sometimes.
But you have to talk to her and
but
set
sometimes
boundaries.
As a man, you know, the females like saying that as a man. Mm. Sometimes as a man, you got to speak to another man as a man to set
sometimes
boundaries.
She going to get you in a world of trouble. Why you had to talk to him like that? Not in front of the kids. This is your bitch.
Respect, bro.
Oh, man.
I'd be damned if a grown man come in my house and disrespect me.
I'm trying to tell you.
But in front of the kids?
Yeah, that's
I can see Sam right now stutter saying, hey, listen here, bitch.
Oh, man, so how about you? How you feel about
I'm
that?
I'm taking bro? Three failed marriages.
Three failed marriages?
Yeah, you're going to be the fourth failed marriage.
Fuck it. Hey, I got commitment issues. I was just joking. Mama, I do not have commitment issues. So, she taught me better than that.
So three failed marriages. You cool with that?
Yeah. Why would I want to be the fourth baby daddy?
Or deal with three other guys.
That's not my kids.
Okay.
That's not my kids.
Then you trying to tell me how to treat every. You got to treat all of them different. And
who the baby daddies or the kids?
The kids.
Why you got to treat them different?
Because at the end of the day, hold up. I don't want this nigga come knocking on my door trying to check me by his kids. Nigga, fuck you and your kids. You can take all the motherfuckers. Just leave me the mama.
But no, but you do have some fathers out there that's going to holler at you, though. It, like, let's say you take on that responsibility. That father may come to you like, listen, man, don't touch my kid. You know what I'm saying? Don't do this. Don't do
as
that.
As that nigga talking, I'm packing his kids. You can take your motherfucking kid and get the fuck out. The fuck?
Oh, my gosh.
That's the only thing I'm going to agree with you with, but not in front of the kids. I'm going to agree not to disrespect that nigga. I'm going to take that nigga outside and let him know, don't you ever, as a
but
man,
look though,
don't
what
you
if,
ever come in my
what
shit.
If you whooping that nigga ass in front of his kid not only shows...
Listen here, son. Sometimes... You got to show a nigga not to play with you.
Oh, my God.
And your daddy was the perfect example.
You see?
But, in the same time, I'm going to try not to in front of the kid.
No, you're going to try not to.
Just so the... Nah, you checking the kid. You checking the nigga in front of his daddy.
I'm going to try not to.
That boy crazy.
I'm going to try not to.
Snoop Dogg and Tyrese on Baby Boy. Sam.
Get that choke thigh right.
Oh, well, Ving Rhames?
When Snoop Dogg was laying on the couch and he said he kicked the
gym. Oh, hell nah.
Tyrese coming to the
like
door and says,
nah,
I want to be your fuck
hell
ass
nah.
daddy.
Hell nah. That is not true.
Fucked up, dog. Go with you.
but I'm going to take three failed marriages, though. Because you could finesse, you could work up.
What you going to finesse? She's the common denominator, denominator of all three failed marriages.
Jeez.
Hey, but you can change that. She was just probably hurt at the time. You can always change that.
Go to therapy. Look, you go to therapy.
We fix this shit.
It's the one fix. All right, go
see,
fix
it. I told y'all like last time, call me Pit Bull.
Fix a flat. Huh?
Fix a flat. I'm gonna get it right. But in all honesty, though, you can always fix that shit, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll pick the same thing. Three failed marriages for
you
sure.
You taking three failed marriages?
I'm taking three failed marriages.
I'm gonna take three failed marriages because I'm not gonna have three different niggas popping up at my crib.
What if it's three different good, like calm, square ass niggas that's coming to you?
So if that's like, the case, why?
The square niggas try you first.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
They said big black niggas sitting up
bro. Like, nah, in real life.
That nigga gonna get gangster just because he's square.
In real life, a lot of people not doing that.
What you mean?
A lot of people is not just trying to. First of all, a lot of people is not like with confrontation, low key. Believe it or not.
About the kids, yeah.
No, I'm talking about men to men.
Oh, men to men.
Niggas not like that. A lot of niggas is not like
that. Oh, so you telling me niggas saying shit? That's the real daddy anyway, pussy.
Nah, for real though. I'm joking.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, but it be like that though. Niggas don't. Shit, they see a good dude, they mama got, and shit, I ain't got to worry
Some niggas just be about the kid.
Mm. So, okay, so you know what? So we do got some ladies in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do, because listen, I did took a poll at work, and the majority of the females that I asked, they say they'd rather deal with the three baby mamas. Right? So.
Hold up, that's bullshit, because the first thing a motherfucking chick say, oh, how many kids you got and how many baby mamas? Oh, hell nah, you got too many for me.
But they don't care about that, though.
Sometimes, man, it all depends who. Am I lying? It depends. Some women gonna take that shit, some women not.
Yeah, but, of course.
So turning that shit around, it you gotta have a solid woman to want to deal with three different baby mamas.
Yeah, you right about that.
Three different baby
mamas. Shit, they barely want to deal with a dude if you got a kid.
Yeah.
And now, wait.
Them days is over with.
Them days?
Yeah, them days are over. Because too many females got kids.
Mm.
No, but it's fucked up when it's coming to women to men.
What you mean?
Like, ladies, if it was vice versa, a woman is not going to take a dude with three different baby mamas.
No.
That's what I'm saying. That shit is always contradictive in a woman's aspect from a man.
But going back to what I was just about to say, though, like, when I had posed this question at work, all females say they'd rather be the fourth one. They don't want to deal with a guy that has three failed marriages because they are looking to be married. They're looking for love.
Cap.
Yes. No, I agree. Like having like you dealing with three BMs for a female, that is too much.
Well, you can't take a poll at your job, no way.
Oh yeah.
The poll has failed.
Oh my That's crazy. God. But they just like I say, they're looking for love. They're looking for love. So if they hear like, yo, you had a problem with your marriages, yeah, you no good. I mean, on both ends.
Yeah, both ends.
Both ends
is no
is
good.
It's a commitment.
Both
is
no
issues,
good.
Though. Do you? What was that? What you got to say?
I'd rather three failed marriages, like you said, you always kind of go to therapy.
Go to therapy, right?
But that three baby mamas, that's three different personalities that you got to deal with.
For like sure. Every time she sees you, she want to fight.
Every time,
you know what?
Like, mommy, Miss D beat me last night. Pussy asshole, you ain't going to be putting your hand on my kid. And that's the part that sucks.
And you know, sometimes too, like if you want to add some content to it, so that first one always like still got love. You know what I'm saying? You still got love for that person.
How about the first marriage?
The first marriage, I think that would just have some spontaneous
shit. Nah, man. What?
Listen, so
the first child could have been also spontaneous shit.
I mean, guaranteed.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, one night.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? But that first BM, oh, they still got love for him. You know what I'm saying? With the whoop. The second one, that was a fling. I actually got a plug, though. Like, damn, I fucked up. The third one.
Don't tap my knee, nigga. Do not fucking tap me.
Like he can relate.
Do not tap me.
My bad. I didn't mean to add no trauma back to that shit.
Don't tap me on that shit.
Oh, my God. That's crazy, though, man. That's crazy.
God damn. Why you tap Sam? Shit.
Hey, because I stopped that one, boy.
At one?
At one.
Oh, so you good?
For now.
my goodness gracious.
Three baby mamas later.
Yeah, later.
Hell right.
Nah. So you nah, he talked that good shit. So you
never would have made it.
You gonna tie it up? Huh?
Tie what
well, up? Not tie it up,
never
my best.
Never would have made it.
You gonna snip
who
it?
Seen, hey, who seen never would have made it?
Lock the doors, Barbara. Ushers. Ushers, lock the doors.
Lock the doors. No, lock the doors. Lock the doors.
Aww. Oh, man. But yeah, yeah, back to that. I'm not. I'm going to take three failed marriages.
Three failed marriages. I mean, it's cool.
Because we're going to fix that shit.
Man, give me
I don't know what the fuck you did on your
DVDs,
last.
DVDs, man. Hey, man.
Listen, I don't know what the fuck you did your first three, but I'm here.
So and plus, I'm a guy's guy. I'm a guy's guy. Yo, talk to the boys. Yo, hey, there's no smoke. Just come pick up your jig.
You're talking later and invite the boys to the barbecue.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
We finna fix it. We gonna all three of us gonna be cool.
Nah, I'm not. Well, I'm not doing that. No, I'm not.
You're not doing
you a
that?
Guy's guy.
Nah, I'm not that. I'm not that.
Imagine
nah.
taking a picture. That's a family too far. Picture.
That's dead. That's fucking dead. That's fucking dead.
Hey, what's your pose? You going?
That's fucking big. Nah,
why?
We ain't doing that.
You a guy's guy.
Nah,
you a guy's guy.
I'm
bro.
A guy's guy, but that's too
babe,
far.
I didn't say family photos.
Roll the roll. Man.
Yeah, we ain't going that far. We ain't doing no barbecues, pictures.
Oh, nah. Man.
But what's good?
That's it?
No, sir.
It's good.
Nah.
She's going to convince you to take that family photo.
Hell nah. You
nah,
can't.
No, I think.
See, I'd rather three failed marriages.
Maybe with a gun she can
we ain't coming back to take. She ain't asking for photos.
True.
She don't.
Well, you did that?
Motherfucker, I ain't married. I ain't got to
do you. You never engaged?
Fuck no.
God damn, killer. My bad, though.
One day. You know, I'm not going.
You don't want to talk.
I'm not going to say I'm not going to get married, but.
Okay.
If it comes, it comes.
Amen. I believe in you, bro. Real sure.
Do you want to get married?
If it comes, it comes.
Jesus. What that mean? So I mean, if it don't come,
Lord knows my heart. What you say? What you say about God?
Keep God in your life.
That's it. First,
keep God in your life.
So if it comes around, it comes around. I'm not going to have one of those failed marriages.
Mm.
So I'm not going to rush it. I'm not going to do all that extra curriculum shit. We gonna if shit get rocky, we go to therapy. You know, we gonna talk it out.
Boy, that shit sound nice.
That sound good though. The way you just wrap that up, my boy.
I'm
that
sound like you, perfect sound world. Good. Like,
I you like motherfuckers that, ain't gotta believe me, but I know myself.
Oh my God! You know what? So we gonna talk about this trending topic right here though. That boy Anthony Edwards, man. Since we in the topic about BMs and stuff like that, Anthony Edwards. I know, yeah, I heard about the whole Anthony Edwards situation.
Yeah.
But the first part, because of course, the quote unquote BM, she came out and clarified things. But the first part, the allegation was that paperwork was finalized, that he quote unquote paid up front for the next 18 years child support.
It was 80, 1.7 mil.
Yeah. He
paid up front the whole child support.
Up front. That was what, you know, that was what the rumors put out there though, that he paid up front, $1 million and some change or whatever, for the next 18 years, because he's just saying, like, listen, I don't want to deal with you nor the child. I'm done with y'all. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the BM came out and clarified some things, saying that that's not true. She said that the paperwork when it came on the courts is nothing is finalized, anything like that. But to go back on the first part about it, how you feel about, let's say, if you was in the child support type of vibe, would you, if you had the funds, would you pay that thing up front?
I wouldn't pay it, right?
You wouldn't
pay it. This is my take.
You have the funds?
I got the funds, but this is just my take.
Okay.
Now, what if something happened to that kid within 18 years? God forbid, he drowned in the pool.
Oh, my God.
The mama left him in a car because she wanted to go to the club and do her thing.
Jesus.
I just paid up front?
Yeah.
I ain't paying it.
You're not paying that?
No, because what if something happened to the kid? In 18 years, anything can happen in life.
Okay, so basically, your mind is like, you don't want the money to be left alone with the mom.
Hell no.
Wait, but
it's for support of the child.
But wait, when you pay the money up front, all the money gets released in a whole, or is it like periodically?
That's a good question.
Because if it's periodically and something happens, that back pay, I needs to be me.
That's a good way to put it right there. But I mean, then again, I don't know too much about the whole court system and stuff like that.
You feel what I'm saying? I am not paying up front because something might happen to front. My kid, Lord willing, and now this bitch, she up. She up M's and she party living her best life.
That's not what happened regardless, though.
Yeah, you know that, though.
Like, you know that, right?
I don't give a fuck. It's support for the kid.
Yeah, but that man. Money not going all to the kid. Let's be real.
We know that, but you paid M's up front. Mm-hmm. Nah, we gonna pay that shit month to month.
So, okay, cool. So, I'm gonna ask
him. No calling me, don't call me, talk to my lawyer.
So, I'm gonna ask him content too, right? Because this is actually true right here, though. So, when Anthony Edwards was dealing with this lady right here, and actually, she's like 40 years old. Dealing with the lady.
She 40?
40, coach. She look good, though, man.
Like, yeah, I see.
Is that the BBL era of making her look good, or that's shit natural?
Hold on.
And I don't think it's natural. I don't think it's like, but nah. So, you know, they, you know, did a 1-2, 1-2, you know what I'm saying? And got her pregnant. And, you know, they both agreed, like, you know what, we're not going to keep this child, though.
Both agreed?
I'll say for right now, they both agree, like, hey, you know what? We're not going to keep this child or stuff like that. Finna go get an abortion, right? Wow. He gave her the money for the abortion. She said, nah, right? So apparently, she got pregnant in Georgia, but she moved to L.A. So L.A. has some different rules, some different stipulation when it comes down to the whole child support thing,
right?
When it comes down to the payment and stuff. I guess apparently you get more when you go to California than Georgia. Yeah, her.
She 40?
40 years old, coach.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
She look good.
Come on now. Dark skin too now.
God damn.
Come on.
Black don't crack.
Somebody said they like they look like they like they skin complexion.
Jesus.
Now she right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Huh? But yeah, but so how you feel about that though? Like, she took the baby, mind you, the baby was born in Georgia, but she moved in LA to LA. Just so she could go ahead and file for child support.
And get a bigger bag.
So now does that perspective change about you paying up front, or you just not going to pay?
Damn.
I'm not going to pay up front.
You're not going to pay up front. Nah. Okay. So you're sticking with it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. Just to be spiteful, I'm paying up front.
or I'll be like Uncle Luke.
What Uncle Luke did?
Uncle Luke went and got a fucking truckload full of pennies and dumped it on the front lawn.
This man crazy. You saw a truckload full of pennies?
Pennies.
Ooh.
That's fucked up.
No, that is messed up. That's still money, though. That's still that money, y'all.
That's still that money, y'all.
You got to go deposit it.
You had to go to Publix.
Yeah, you got to go put
I would definitely still pay, though.
I'm not up front?
Yeah.
Up front, bro.
It has nothing to do with the kids.
Nothing. If I'm Anthony Edwards, not who I am.
let's get that clear. Yeah.
If it was Sam, what would Sam do?
I would take care of the child.
Amen. Okay.
That's facts.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
I want that
what I'm talking
life.
About. That boy got a PR stunt somewhere. I don't know what he got going on. I don't know what's going on with that, though. Mm-hmm. Okay, I like that right there. See, that means somebody taught you, you know, home training right there.
Of course. You know what I'm saying?
So, Anthony
Edwards. That's why you never go wrong, kids. Never go wrong.
Anthony Edwards better off taking care of the kid. He got the check. Mm-hmm. Take care of the kid.
I mean, in his case, he don't want nothing to do it with the kid and all that. Yeah. So, he got his right. It ain't right,
I think
but
because he feel like
morally,
he feel like man, she tried.
Yeah, but you gotta look at it.
Yeah.
You almost the name of the brand, of the team. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is. So, he is a superstar.
Mama, I want some Anthony Edwards shoes.
They say he the face of the league.
Mommy, I want some Anthony Edwards shoes. Nah, baby, that nigga gonna take care of his kid.
That video was.
But ain't nobody gonna say that shit.
You say what?
Ain't nobody gonna see
but
that.
But you gotta. No, mama's living like
it
that.
It was actually a video of that.
For real?
Yeah.
A kid in the Foot Locker, he grabbed Anthony Edwards' shoes.
Uh-huh.
He said, put that down.
You lying.
Yeah, like he said, that man don't take care of his kids.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Michael Jordan building jails and we buy his
shoes. No, wait. We gotta get that clarified. There is a guy named Michael Jordan. And not the actual basketball.
Not the athlete.
Yeah, not the athlete guy.
He's not.
So come on now. So
yes, there's a white guy named Michael Jordan. He is building jails. Not the actual athlete.
So the actual athlete Michael Jordan is not investing his money into prisons.
No.
I ain't gonna lie, we never know because it's monetary. Is revenue?
I'd be messed up though. It'd be crazy though. I know where that shit stemmed from. But nah, I don't think he's.
If it's true, it's fucked up. But we still buy J's.
crazy.
Man, them black folks still don't matter.
That's what I'm saying.
If Michael Jordan was doing the same thing and he's just trying to sign his rights over and pay the check up front, I want nothing to do with that kid. You think mama's still going to buy J's?
Of course, man.
Oh, they still buy them J's, coach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Damn.
That the status of him being the GOAT will supersede all that.
I think they're going to buy more LeBrons. That's just me.
When the last time you were LeBrons?
You want me to be honest?
South Beaches.
I never had a pair of LeBrons.
You never had a pair of LeBrons?
I just got my first two. I never liked Jordan. I just got my first two pairs as an adult.
People, he just got his first pair of J's.
First two pair. Yeah.
So let me ask you, which one you got, though?
Nigga, don't ask me the name of the bitches. I just got them. Shit, I don't wear J's.
No, because I got to make sure you don't wear no six rings or something like that.
What's that?
Team Jordans?
Team Jordans.
Boy, you wear some Team Jordans, bro.
Listen, man, I ain't going to lie.
We burning your feet. Like, water shoes is on your feet.
So my son is a Jordan fanatic.
Okay.
So he tried to keep me laced up on how the J's work.
That's a good son right there, boy.
And at the end of the day, them going to be my first and last two pair.
The first and last two?
Yeah. I go give me some White Forces. I ain't supporting what everybody else supporting.
Golly. So that go back to your thing, which you say you're not trying to keep up with the Joneses?
I'm not trying to keep up.
Well, is that technically keeping up with the Joneses?
If you like what you like, if you're doing it for other people, then that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I mean,
and that's what everybody doing. Fuck it, I'm going to invest in Anthony Edwards.
Oh, them shoes?
Yeah.
You're not going to wear them shoes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, first of all, you don't play ball.
Matter of fact, you know what shoes is clean, though? Shea, man.
Oh, SGA from OKC.
Yeah. Them shits clean.
So you got one then?
No, I don't.
Come on, killer.
Okay. Are they out?
That's a good question. I don't know if they are.
Wale got some hard shits, too, with Nike.
I fuck Wale.
No. Yeah, them shoes. I like them shoes.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Look, he tapped in.
Yeah. I like them shoes. I need somebody to give me a gift for those right there. You know what I'm saying? You know, speaking of
always
looking
for a gift.
Hey, but, you know, speaking of the gift,
why
right?
You so tap me,
I gotta tap you. Cause you know what I'm saying? Cause right here, this is your topic, right? Uh-huh. When it comes out of gift, right, for the ladies, for the ones that's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, do you guys believe in such thing as a push gift?
Oh,
I will let Sam answer that first.
I've been going first. I will go first.
Now, I don't got a problem going first, but I just think they'll like your answer way better.
No, man. So? When it comes to a push gift,
bro, it could be a car, house.
Remember what a gift is when they say push gift.
I think it's situational. I think if she requests it, then, yeah.
You're going to let her determine what she wanted to get?
Some females don't care about it.
Some females don't. But yeah. I think in today's age.
Now, if she's adamant and she care about it, then, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He folded. What you think?
I will not get a push gift. The gift is when you get your ass home after getting out of this hospital.
God damn.
You're going to rest your motherfucking feet. You're going to rest.
Uh-huh.
All you gotta do is worry about the baby. I got you.
Jeez, boy.
That's the gift.
But that's default.
No, motherfucker. That's the gift after pushing. You push the goddamn baby, not finna treat you.
But that's default. After she done push, she's weak, so she can't do a lot of things.
We sit in the hospital for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
Them your 2 days to recover. I'm gonna roll your ass to the car.
We're
gonna get to the house.
That was on. He farming, boy.
And you're gonna let her out.
That will roll your ass to the car.
That's the gift of pushing. You get home and you're on bed rest for 3 months.
That's hilarious.
Damn. So you telling me you're gonna fold?
Like, roll your ass.
Nah, I mean, with that push gift, I ain't no push gift killer.
That's the gift.
I think it's the way it's portrayed on social media, though. Like, it's a lot of, like, you basically want me to oversaturate you with materialistic things, you know what I'm saying? Like, but I get it. Like, you going through depression, postpartum.
I was just
stuff
about to
like
say,
that.
What if she's asking for it?
But the thing is, some females say that, mm-hmm. you know, when I get the chain, the Cubo, or get that G Wagon, it helps them through depression or postpartum and stuff like that. You feel what I'm saying? That's what the females told me.
And then hold up. That's the same females that can't afford none of the shit. They just ask, they want the Cuba. Baby, if you can't get that shit, don't ask me for nothing pushing about that shit that you can't get yourself.
Oh,
boy, that's the females that be doing, you know, retail therapy.
You said reset.
Sam, I ain't gonna lie. Sam folding like a bitch. This episode.
Damn, I'm just saying. I'm sorry.
The PR person is definitely in the back.
I'm sorry. It is. I mean, there's both sides to it though, because somebody cut his ass out
at the last episode. this motherfucker got all controversial. All
right, I'm just saying.
Be real with yourself. Don't let the people get to your chest.
No.
Because I'm not getting no push gift. When we get home, I'm going to cook, I'm going to clean. You just sit there and take care of the baby. That's the gift.
Amen. Okay.
You push the gift out of
you. I don't disagree. I don't disagree. But I'm saying if she's like, you know what, babe, I would like this, you know.
So wait, are you cool with her saying that before the baby comes out or after?
It don't matter.
Okay.
But as
do they still call simps if you the baby daddy?
No, but me.
I think you got a lot of simp answers today. What's going on?
But personally, I feel like it's pointless, though. I do feel like it's pointless.
You're contradicting yourself.
No, I'm saying you're not hearing what I'm saying.
Because if she asks for it, I'm not.
I will do it. But personally, I don't feel like. But that's not. I'm not the one pushing out the baby. I can't speak for that.
So you just giving though. You giving. If she asks for it, you're giving. But if she don't ask for nothing, if she don't ask for nothing, are you still giving?
Yes.
Nah.
Gap.
Nah.
Even unless you got it. Unless you know you got the bread, you're not gonna give it to her? Come on.
Nah. I mean, she'll probably get it eventually through something else, but
He gonna wait till Christmas. That was
good. But listen, that's the perfect time.
Well, to my Christmas?
Christmas gift. Yeah, Christmas, birthday. Maybe I ain't getting you no push gift. I'm sorry.
No, we ain't doing no push gift, Coach.
Because at the end of the day, you're gonna be, while you home relaxing, oh, babe, the baby need this. Don't you think this cute? Yeah, because it's for the baby. So whatever I buy for the baby is like buying for you, because you're gonna sit there and play with the shit more than the baby.
So how about like the whole list of celebrating the baby, right? Like for example, we got the gender reveal, the baby shower, and then they got the 6 month birthday.
What the fuck we doing?
That's
half a cake.
We're not doing that.
What the fuck am I buying? We're not doing that. What am I doing that for?
No, you fucking around.
What's the purpose of that?
It's to celebrate.
Celebrate what?
Half a year.
The baby don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, we're doing 1 year old. Man.
But listen, so you got the 6 month birthday, then you got the first birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now the question is, when it came down to your first, or even for your second, how much money you spent on that first birthday, man?
You want me to speak?
Yeah, you go first, Kello.
Literally, he going first on this topic.
Shit, I brought a gift or two, and that was it.
For your first?
Yeah.
Damn.
For the first?
Yes. What's the point of buying? Because when she get older, that's when the more expensive shit come. And that's the shit she really going to value. That first birthday shit, that ain't... What am I buying?
Yeah, that's more of a female.
She's not going to value none of that shit. So I would rather she... value the shit when she get older, then okay, we finna give this shit to Goodwill. You just spent $6,000 on, say, an outfit.
Yeah.
She won. What you gonna do with that shit when she grow out of it?
Like in 2 months, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Nah, but so, you ain't spend no $6,000 on an outfit.
I'm just, it's an example.
Yeah. Oh, hell.
So you give people that, but that
$6,000 on a child?
It's not gonna be valued or nothing when she get older. She ain't gonna see that shit later on. Nah, just like that half a cake, she gonna be like, what the fuck was that for?
Yeah, half a cake is wild though. I ain't gonna lie though.
Nah, I ain't doing it.
Yeah, we ain't doing half a cake though.
I ain't doing the first, second, maybe the third or fourth birthday.
I'm cool with the first. I'm cool with the first though.
After the first,
deuces.
See me at like what?
When?
Six? What is it? Six?
I do five. I do five.
Okay, five.
That's when it gets better.
Yeah, I do five.
Okay,
do five. 5 years
after
old.
After five is when?
Good question.
After 10? Five, ten. Nah, ten. We don't care about ten, bro.
Oh, so you doing the whole 16 too? Like,
yeah, it, yeah. I ain't doing all that extra shit.
Nah, yeah. It stops at a certain point though.
At 18,
you not doing 16?
I'm gonna stop it at 18.
What you need at 16?
I'm gonna stop it at 18.
I'm gonna stop it at. It might stop after, before 16. It's gonna stop.
Oh man, before 16.
Before 16.
Well, you tough, boy.
Nah, what you need at 16? All
right, I know you remember them shows, man. You right. Sweet 16s,
man. For this, I would say you want a car, because 16 is when you go to high school, right?
Okay, yeah.
You want a car or you want a party?
Man,
well. It goes neck and neck with each other.
Why not? Why not?
The party is a party, and the gift is a gift.
I'm not T.I. I'm not about to throw you a party and bring a car through the crowd.
See, but she's
16. This is not MTV. We're not doing
that. And she's 16. I'm not telling you to get a motherfucking Bentley, Benz, or one of these.
Nah, we're not telling you to do
that. Nah, but it's her first car.
Nah, wait. That ain't for her friends, though.
We're not bringing the slider to the party. We're not bringing the slider to the party.
Yeah, don't do that.
Nah.
We gotta put a bow on it. No bow on
the slider? You crazy as hell. We ain't putting no bow on no slider, man.
We'll get an Ultima, you know, leave it at the crib.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We ain't talking about no new Ultima shit. Long as it's still kicking.
It's still kicking. It's gonna be kicking, all right. The engine gonna be kicking.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with that shit. I'm not doing no.
Oh my god.
So we're gonna go 5, 10, 16, 18, and I'm done.
So you say 5, 10,
16,
18. And
18.
I'm done. And 21, they might double back too.
21.
You on your own.
Yeah, 21.
We got daughters. They're never.
Oh,
that was right. You got a life contract, bro.
And this where y'all go motherfucking wrong.
See, don't do this.
Bro, sometimes she got to learn how to fend for herself.
Nah, bro.
That's why I'm putting my daughter in pads. I told y'all, motherfuckers, she don't see, know how to fend for herself.
Bro. I'm in a lifetime contract.
You in a lifetime contract?
Lifetime.
So you're not? That's your daughter, no? Well, that's your first daughter, actually. You know what I'm saying?
She's going to understand life. I'm not saying I'm not going to be there. So okay. If she come through, Dad, I need X, Y, and Z. But she ain't finna be coming to me for a lifetime asking me for money.
Who else she gonna go to though if she needs something? What man she gonna go to if she doesn't have a husband?
That's why I'm teaching her the value of a dollar now. Make your own. No, real shit. We talk about this all the time. Make your own bread so you ain't gotta rely on no man.
But we talking about if she's coming to you for something.
I'm gonna be your daddy and I'm gonna show you the route. Make your own bread. That's it.
I agree with that, though.
I agree.
Because at the end of the day, you keep giving, then, no, make you teach her
early.
But
you're never going to stop giving.
Yeah, but you teach her early. That way she have her own bag.
I agree.
Then she ain't got to look forward to no man.
Yeah.
I agree,
though, because sometimes.
She going to always, Dad, I need this. That's no problem. But make your own bag, and then, you know, you see the difference in the value of the money of coming to Dad.
And that's facts. That's facts.
She might want to come to me and get Daddy the money back.
Oh, yeah, because she owe you some bread, right?
She owe me.
Oh, man. So, you know what? So, this next topic right here, right? I think we're going to finish up with this topic. I like this topic right here, though. This is going to be touchy right here. So, I'm going to pose this question again, right? For y'all boys growing up, was you guys taught how to treat a woman?
Well, taught how to treat a woman.
Growing up.
Yeah, that's a trick question.
How does a trick work?
It ain't shit tricky about that. Nigga, was you taught
how to... growing up, were you taught how to treat a woman?
Growing up in a Haitian household, Zoes don't be direct. They'll just insinuate.
Okay.
So it won't be like sitting down like, you know, this how you do this, this how you do that.
So, but I'm saying, like, did your old girl, like, show examples of
no,
like,
never taught me how to court a woman. No.
No.
My mom did. Did I... take all the core values she gave me and stuck
to,
by the lines?
No.
I could answer that.
I fucked up, but my mom taught me everything. Even when we go out and have dinner with my mom now, when we walk up to the door, she going to move to the side every time. She ain't touching no door, even in the car door. She ain't going to. I do that.
Okay, respect.
I ain't saying I'm pulling out the chair and pushing you back in, but she taught me core values of being a man and how to treat a woman.
Okay.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, it was weird as shit. One day I'm dealing with I'm going on a date. Mm-hmm. I go to open the door. She was like, "What you doing?" I want to say, bitch, a nigga ain't never opened a door for you. Never. Like, every time she was after we went to a few places, we was just hanging out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
After the third time, she say, oh, you ain't got to keep coming over here to open the door? Well, I say, shit, bitch, you ain't got to tell me no more.
No, but you still got to hold that value, though.
But she wasn't used to that shit, so I'm like, yo.
That is kind of messed up, though.
This is where we go wrong, because now you telling me I ain't got to treat you as a man, how a man's supposed to treat you.
Right.
Even so, boom. To react on that, I go drop my daughter Christmas gift off.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little G-Wag, you know, the little shit you control by remote.
Yeah.
And I open the door just to show her, hey, listen, men gonna open this door. And if they don't, daddy finna show you, hey, you gonna make that motherfucker come around here and open the door for you.
Oh, so you teach your daughter on the small.
No, you got to.
Nah, I like that, though.
You instill that shit in them, so when it comes to a dude trying to treat him, nah, nigga, my daddy.
Facts. I agree.
You know what I mean? So, therefore, my mom taught me so much shit. Thank you, mama. I appreciate it. but do I do it
half
the time?
Nah. I'm sorry, mama.
Because I ain't gonna lie, sometimes you be like, damn.
Yeah. So,
man, I try to do everything right that my mom taught me, and the shit ain't working.
So that's the case. You got to take that thanks, mom, back then.
Mom, it's not your fault. I swear. It's their fault, mama. It's their fault.
Oh, my gosh, but
honestly, all jokes aside,
mm-hmm.
in America, I don't know about the Haitian culture, but in American culture, like, at least my mom, I could say, I got three brothers, and we all was taught the same way. She ain't going to open no door. She ain't, this is what you supposed to do, and this is what you not supposed to do.
Well, I tell you this though, the Haitian household, but it is tough, my boy. It is tough. I ain't gonna hold you though.
Yeah, boy.
Because you got sometimes most mothers, they you know, independent, man. They strong-willed black mothers or Haitian mothers. Oh boy, strong. They ain't teaching you how to. You feel what I'm saying? Now they'll place them food on that table perfectly fine now for you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie though. You feel what I'm saying?
But you know how to feed
Haitian
them, man.
Women. They always feed their husband first.
Amen.
Fuck the kids. Daddy gonna eat.
That's true.
Daddy gonna get the bigger piece of the chicken.
I be looking for that shit. I'm like, damn. What y'all mama taught y'all? Y'all Yanks ain't putting the plate on. The fuck going on? The you know what I mean? You gonna feed everybody but me first? What the fuck? But in retrospect, when I dated a Haitian, I was eating first.
Hey, that's
what you dated a Haitian woman?
Yeah. Word. I told you I'm Haitian by penetration. YZB.
Hey,
so, but in actuality, is everything's a culture thing, though.
It is a culture thing, for sure.
Because a lot of, and I'm going to say this, a lot of American women don't teach their sons how to treat a woman. Mm-hmm. But you get it out of tough love.
Yeah.
In a Haitian aspect, y'all say you got to get it out of the mud.
We got to get out of the mud.
Try the error, bro.
Yeah, for sure. You know, so I ain't going to lie. Hey, Brian, talk to me. How much we got?
We got 54.
54. Okay, we're doing good, y'all boys. We're doing good. But so you know what? Then I'm going to ask the other way around. Right?
Well, you ain't answer, bro.
You gotta chill, my boy. No, for me, not. Well, now, my old girl definitely taught me. It was tough, but she definitely taught me the way, you know what I'm saying, certain things. Mm-hmm. But then again, I feel like my mom was teaching me ways of, like, how she was supposed to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's touching because it's like, so now when I do meet a girl that's, like, completely opposite like you.
That shit ain't working.
It's not working at all. You feel what I'm saying? Because my old girl is a stubborn woman. And, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to be soft with other women because my old girl was always hard, though. You feel what I'm saying? Pause. You feel what I'm saying? But for the other half of the question is, but growing up, were we taught how a woman should treat us?
So I ain't gonna lie.
See, that's
I was raised with tough love, so it's just like I was never taught how I'm supposed to be treated by a woman, but it was always vice versa.
So is it safe to say that just growing up, you just learned off the fly?
On the fly.
Mm. Now learning off the fly, that means that's a lot of trial.
It's a lot of trial and error.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It was a lot because I'm like, how the fuck you supposed to treat me? I'm treating you like a queen.
And I'm not getting that love back.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
You go home and ain't no food cooked. You gotta fend for yourself.
You gotta put that bitch in the microwave.
That's so crazy.
Hey, hey, so I'm gonna say this, right? For those who watch it, I always tell a motherfucker, the best thing I invested in my life right now is an air fryer.
The air fryer.
This motherfucker right here.
That bitch don't talk back until she beat.
Hey, yo! Hey.
Open me up, goddammit. That's the best thing I bought.
Hey, so B-Roll, so are you that type to take it out and you be like,
shake the fuck out of there. Close it back up and let it heat up again.
Oh my gosh. But go ahead.
But that's been, besides my mother, you know, I wish I could get that same shit back though sometime.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to find a woman in that can relate to that though.
No, I feel you. I feel you on that one, though.
So, you know, learn on the fly, trial and error, and hopefully one day the woman say, okay, shit, it's your turn. So when a woman opened the door for me now, I'm like, shit, about time y'all doing something.
Damn, it's
all in joking aspect, but I'm going to say, I tell them all the time, God damn, how I feel open to hold the door for a man.
Nah, for me, I'm kind of stuck in my way. I'm like, what you doing? You tripping. Go.
No, but sometimes I slap their hand like, yo, what you doing?
Yeah, you tripping.
But sometimes it feels good when a woman hold that door for you.
Hell, man. I don't even allow it.
Yeah, I'm not allowed. Nah, I ain't going to allow that.
Yo,
man. It'd be old ladies. I'd be like, man, go.
Yeah, you good? You good? Yeah, straight. You know what I'm saying? Man. But now listen, though. So I'm going to end this pod real quick, though, with this saying. I'm going to try to have a saying almost every week.
Oh, well, you're not going to ask the...
Nah,
you're going to stay away from that?
We on the time a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to have this saying. I'm going to try to have this saying every pod episode a little bit. With this saying right here, I love this saying. Because I seen a quote and I was like, man, I'm kind of inspired by this right here.
Look what this thing is. Inspirations, man.
This saying goes for, you know, basically, if the shoes fit, wear it. You're not ugly. You're just broke. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Say that one more time.
You're not ugly. You're just broke.
Amen.
You feel what I'm saying? It's just don't look at yourself in the mirror and be like, man, I look terrified. Nah, you just need some money in your pocket. Guarantee. You just need some money in your pocket, you'd be perfectly fine.
Because the ugliest niggas always the broke niggas.
Hey, that's what it be. Shout out to Glorilla, man. Glorilla, for real. Jesus Christ, bro. That money there, well, my boy.
Whoa.
You feel what I'm saying? But listen, we're done. Hey, subscribe us on YouTube.
TikTok.
Again, we on TikTok, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Instagram,
follow on IG.
Oh, follow IG, Lit Talk Podcast.
Yep.
We up. That's been a week in the making, 2 weeks.
Yeah, we up, man.
So y'all trying to
episode 3 coming soon.
Merch coming soon.
Yeah, this guy already got the merch.
Merch already coming soon.
From the flea market.
Yeah, no expose that boy.
Hey, man, it was last minute merch, so don't worry.
Nah,
it gets better.
Shit clean.
It gets clean.
Just don't get them purple, though. Do not get them purple.
Man, I support the LGBTQ.
And we are.
And we are. Yep, that's right.